Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, jou betroubare bron vir sake en beleggingsinsigte.
Nou vir 'n baie positiewe storie hier in die begin van die jaar en dit is dat Time Out, 'n Britse media en gasvryheidsmaatskappy vir Kaapstad as die beste stad in die wêreld aangewys het en het volg nadat hierdie groep bykans 20,000 inwoners in 50 stede reg oor die wêreld uitgevra het oor hulle persepsies oor verskeie dinge soos onder meer die kwaliteit van die kos, die naglewe, die besienswaardighede, die bekostigbaarheid en ook die partytjie atmosfeer in hierdie stede. Kaapstad was verlede jaar tweede op die lys, maar is nou eerste. Nommer 2 op die lys nou is Bangkok, dan is het New York, Melbourne en Londen was in die 5de plek. Jordan Neil Lewis is op die lyn, hy is die burgemeester van Kaapstad. Jordan, thank you so much for your time tonight. I believe a big congratulations is in order. Do these type of awards make a difference to the city, apart from Cape Townians having some bragging rights?
Goeienaand, Rick. Lekker om saam julle te wees. Yes, I think it does make a difference. It is important bragging rights, and that's something we will definitely use. Make no mistake. But also the Time Out is a massive globally read magazine and website, and it will certainly mean that Cape Town is higher on the lists of many travelers, particularly more wealthy travelers around the world who are looking for a destination that has got great food, great nightlife, great kind of living, great lifestyle and so on, and fantastic wine and so on. And so I think it will definitely lead to more people considering Cape Town as a destination to come and visit. And of course, the ultimate purpose is it means that it will all contribute to the tourism economy in our country and in our city. And that is, that is what we really, really care about and what we're passionate about, so that we can help get more people into work.
I've been in Peru over the holidays, and I found it incredibly expensive. I know many people believe Cape Town is expensive, but it's by a factor of three more expensive than Cape Town. So the weaker exchange rate must make Cape Town a very, very attractive destination from an affordability point of view. Do you think that plays a big role in the decision-making from foreign tourists when they say, listen, let's go to South Africa, let's go to Cape Town?
I think you put your finger on the money. If you look at the cities that have done very well this year, it's Cape Town and Bangkok. Both of those are cities where it's still excellent value for money. And really, it's the only two cities in the top 10 where you still get excellent value for money. And I think more and more, even if you are a relatively wealthy or middle-class American or European traveler, you are still looking for a place where you're getting good value for money, where you can maybe afford a five-star hotel, where ordinarily you would only afford a four-star hotel, whatever the case is. And so I think that really does play in our favor, because there is great, from an international perspective, maybe you don't feel like that. Certainly as a Cape Townian, when I go out for dinner, sometimes I think, oh, wow, these prices are set for Germans, not Cape Townians. But certainly from an international perspective, it's still great value for money.
But there's also a difference between creating a decently run city and having a affordability advantage due to a weak currency, and to create a vibe, a positive vibe in the city. How do you think Cape Town has managed to do that?
That's a really great question. Thank you for asking it. Yes, of course, it's, as I said earlier today on TV, Cape Town is blessed with many things. We've got this natural beauty. We've got this incredible wine region. But yes, it also still has to all work and come together. And there's many beautiful places in the world which are not on the list, because they're not necessarily a place that is welcoming, a place that is that can offer relative safety and security, that can offer the full package that Cape Town can offer. So I do take it as a credit to the work that we are doing to try and make Cape Town a welcoming, good place to live and a good place to visit, where people can feel assured that they're going to have a fantastic trip. And the small things that we are doing, for example, closing down Bree Street on Sundays to traffic so that all the restaurants can trade in the streets. That's a very small thing, but it's been wonderfully received from visitors, and it's now becoming packed every single Sunday. So those kind of things that the city is doing are really, I think, making a positive difference to this kind of ranking.
Jordan, dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was Jordan Lewis. Hy is die burgemeester van Kaapstad. Johan, positiewe storie en ek dink iets waarop ons hele land trots kan wees.
Dit is so ryk en ek lyk vir my of hulle werklik die resept baie mooi regkry, want soos hy gesê, daar's verskillende komponente. Daar's die natuuraspek, daar's die wyn gedeelte, daar's dan jy weet net om die ding wat moet werk, nê. Nee. En dit is die bekostigbaarheid ding is vir my baie belangrik. Ek het so 'n bietjie met 'n Europeër gepraat oor die vakansie en gesê, is dit werklik vir julle so goedkoop om hier in Suid-Afrika te wees? Want as ek dink aan julle geldeenheid en hoe sterk dit is teenoor wat jy hier betaal, en hulle het gesê, ja, hulle sê hulle voel partykeer so sleg dat hulle eintlik groter voetjies gee, net om beter te voel vir dit wat hulle voorbetaal, die waarde wat hulle gekry het. So ek dink, ryk, ons moet ook besef, dit is net ryk buitenlanders wat hier na toe kom nie, wat die bekostigbaarheid dan bring, is dat daar 'n baie groter mark vir ons daar buite van buitenlanders, wat het kan bekostig om die voordele en die pracht van ons land te geniet.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.